Greetings to you, our listeners. We greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. It is prayer time. Let us go now to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we tell you thank you. We tell you thank you, God, because you clothed us in our right minds. And for this, we tell you thank you. Now, God, I ask that now that you touch the hearts of the listeners, God, that you would illuminate their spirits. Oh, God, that they can hear what you're saying unto your people on today. And God, we give your name the glory, and we tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We're going to talk about the heart. Now, we know that this is February, and this is the month of, we call it the heart month or Valentine's. But February always deals with the heart. So I want you to follow me to two scriptures. Proverbs 4:23 and Jeremiah 17:9. Proverbs 4:23 and Jeremiah 17:9. Proverbs 4:23 reads, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Keep thy heart with all diligence. But out of it are the issues of life. And if you would go with me to Jeremiah 17:9, and it reads, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We're talking about the heart. We are talking about the heart. So when you think of the word heart, I want you to know that the heart is the center of your being. The heart is the center of man's being. It's not the little heart that pumps the red blood that keeps us alive, but this is the center of your being. And out of it are the issues of life. Luke 6:45, Proverbs 4:23 speaks of out of the heart flows the issue of life. Now, biblically, the heart may be seen as containing the totality of one's elect, one's emotions. The heart is the center of the intellect. People consider things in their heart. That's Deuteronomy 8:5. That people, we meditate in our heart. Psalms 19:14. Commune with themselves. Or they commune with God in their heart. The word of God say, hide God's word in your heart. We're talking about the heart. People keep things in their hearts. Proverbs 4:21. People imagine things in their heart. Psalms 140:2. They reason in their heart. They doubt in their heart. They ponder in their heart. They believe in their heart. They sing in their heart. Ephesians 5:19. All of these actions of the heart are primarily issues involving the mind. The heart. The heart is the center of the emotion. We can say that we have a loving heart. Jeremiah 15:16 talks about the loving heart. Then there's a fearful heart. There's a courageous heart. There's a repentant heart. We find that in Psalms 51:17. There's a heavy heart. There's also the angry heart. We're talking about the heart. Finally, the heart is the center of the human will. And thus we read in the scripture about the hardened heart that refuses to do what God commands. Exodus 4:21. The heart, the center of our being. Now we're going to talk a little about the nature of the heart apart from God. When Adam and Eve chose to follow the temptation of the serpent and to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, their decision drastically changed or affected the human heart. It became filled with evil. The heart. The heart in the unregenerated person can be put to what Jeremiah says in 17:9, that the heart is wickedly evil. Because if the person is unregenerated, don't know God, then out of their heart is going to flow nothing but evil and evil thoughts. And the reason for that is this is a person that don't know God. This is a person that have no relationship with God. The unregenerated heart. The unregenerated heart is a dangerous heart, because from the unregenerated heart come murders, come every evil thing and every evil thought that can be imagined, because it comes out of a wicked heart that don't know God. We're talking about the heart. That's the nature of the heart apart from God. The nature of the heart that's apart from God will do anything without a conscience. The nature of the heart, if that person is not in tune with God and has not made Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives, will kill someone and go to bed and sleep like a baby. I'm talking about the heart. Out of the heart of man comes everything. Thought that's good or whether it's evil, it comes out of the heart. Jesus said to his disciples at one point that it's not what goes into a man that defiles him, but what comes out of him is what defiles him. And we're talking about the heart. This is February. This is the heart month. And I just want to leave this little thought with you that unless your heart has been regenerated, there cannot flow anything out of your heart but evil. Now, let me tell you about the regenerated heart. The regenerated heart is that heart that when the Holy Ghost convicts of sin, they quickly repent. That's a regenerated heart. Regeneration is a matter of the heart. The person who repents from his heart of all sins and confesses in his heart that Jesus is Lord is born again and receives a new heart from God. We're talking about the heart. Love comes from the heart. Love from the heart is the essential ingredient in obedience to God. All too often, God's people try to substitute obedience to mere outward religious forms, such as feast days, offerings, and sacrifice. But true love comes from the heart. When we obey God because God has come in and changed our heart. He changes the heart from a stony heart to a heart of flesh. And when he changes a heart to a heart of flesh, that's why the songwriter says that that places I used to go, I don't go no more, because now out of my heart flows the issue of life, but it flows a gratefulness to God, the regenerated heart. Out of the heart, the issues of life flows. If there's an evil heart, out of that heart comes forth evil thoughts. Evil thoughts produces evil actions out of the heart. And sometimes we wonder, well, why are people acting the way they're acting? It's because their heart has not been regenerated by the power of the Holy Ghost. Because if they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says, and you shall be saved. But it's a heart thing. In this time of the month, as we think on Valentine's and the love portion of the month, I want you to think on, how is your heart towards God the Father? How is your love walk towards God the Father? Talking about the heart. When God comes in and changes your heart, he brings about a new person. That old person that you used to be, when God comes in and changes the heart, they're no longer that person. When God comes in and he changes your heart and we allow God to change your heart, it not only changes and affects our lives, but it changes and affects everybody that you are surrounded with. The changes of the heart. We're talking about a heart change. Sometimes we wonder, well, we thought the person may have been on the right track, but here they are right back to where they started from. But it's out of the heart brings on the issues of life. If your heart has been changed, and if you have allowed God to come into your heart and for him to change your heart and give you a heart of flesh, then you are sensitive to the things of God. Then you are sensitive to the moving of the Spirit of God. Then you have an ear to hear what the Spirit says unto the church, the heart. The heart is like a purse. I like to say that. I use that for an example. Every woman that has a purse, she opens it and have many compartments inside that purse. It might be a Gucci bag, but it has a lot of compartments inside of it. So it is with the heart. Inside the heart of man, there are a lot of compartments inside the heart. But it takes God to be able to go in and clean up and shine light and shine the light of the word in the heart. Because when God comes in and his word comes in and take root in the heart, then you will see a changed man or a changed woman. We're talking about the heart. For out of the heart flows the issues of life. Jeremiah said it so eloquently when Jeremiah said he talked about the ungenerated heart and he talked about the heart was wicked. Who can know it? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's the ungenerated heart. That's the heart of the cold blood killer. When they don't think twice about pulling the trigger. That's the heart of the cold-blooded person when they don't think twice about the human life. But once God come in and change the heart of mankind, you will see a new walk. You will see a new way of doing things. Talking about the heart. And as this message go out to you today, I pray that God has gotten this word into your spirit so that he can touch your heart and bring about a change in your life. And just before we go off the air, we've changed our format, but I would like to give a shout out to my overseer, the Dr. Apostle Idell Cheever. I salute you. And again, until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.